Congratulations.
Yeah, we've got a new CSA starting early January.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And Miranda is actually, it's her referral, and she's worked with him in the past and feels pretty good about him. And
right.
That makes us feel pretty good about him. So,
do you get excited. A vote? Is she eligible? All right, Miranda, are you eligible for a bonus for that?
I think I do get one, but I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it.
I would chase that because yeah. They don't just remember that on your behalf.
Yeah, you know what? While we're talking, I'm going to shoot an email because as I was saying that out loud, I was thinking, you know what? I better see if there's a bonus opportunity for her there because, yeah, they're not going to go out of their way to give that to you. Rob probably remembers that in the management days, but.
Yes, well, you know, it's like rewards for outlaw. Yeah. You gotta bring the prisoner in. Stand there with your hand out and go,
yeah.
Pay me.
Yeah, so that's new since we last spoke. I think we're all excited about that. And hopefully that allows Miranda to train him right off the get-go out of the gates next year. And then he seems like a pretty quick learner. So we're hoping to get that transition done all in Q1, get up and running.
Great. Yeah, that takes a big headache. I mean, we spent quite a bit of time talking about sourcing that the last time. And it's great to hear. And, you know, all of our best people, you know, not all, but most best people come from introductions from existing partners, friends, colleagues, and clients.
Yeah.
So it's always a good idea to keep, you know, get the word out and keep it out. So what else?
We're just running a million miles an hour. And I talked to Charles briefly the other day, and it sounds like he's on track for his best year. I'm on track for my best year. So I think it's worth at least taking a moment to congratulate Charles on that. And, you know,
awesome.
That's great stuff.
Yeah. Congratulations, both of you. Way to go.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's been a good environment. You guys took advantage of it. That's the, you know, you've had a little wind in your sails and a little tailwind, and that's always a good thing, but that doesn't mean everybody's taking advantage of it. So
right.
And the question then becomes, let's say we have bumpy seas, you know, got to tack a little more. It's not going to be running with the wind quite as easily, I think, next year. It may not be a headwind, but it should be, you know, it might be off of our quartering at least. And in that environment, it's going to be net new money that's going to generate revenues, increased revenues, not just increased revenues creating increased revenues, you know, increased assets, increased assets creating increased revenues. So, and you've got some built-in growth, right?
Our other partner's set to retire end of the year, so technically there's a little built-in growth there, but definitely I think some opportunities.
There'll be some runoff for that, right? That's a 4-year or 5-year runoff?
5 years, yeah.
Yeah. And that, okay.
But one thing I was, we haven't, Stefan and I haven't spoken in depth about this, but one thing we probably need to do or will do is really focus on planning with a lot of these clients. I think if we can do that too, because Stefan, correct me if I'm wrong, or Peter, that wasn't a super big focus for him, right?
No, not at all.
So, I mean, to me, that could be a huge opportunity to just bring in new assets by just tapping that.
Yeah, no, I think so. He did a pretty good job trying to, you know, shake trees, but I definitely think there's opportunities.
Was his practice all fee-based?
For the most part, he had a really big transactional client, like a family office. So outside of that, yeah, mostly fee-based.
So it's a modern business. It's just not as much, you're not capturing the insurance and mortgages and things like that.
Right. Yeah.
Lines of credit.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things to do is to, not to make yourself crazy, but when you lay out your year, you know, your topics for introductions for 1242s, topics of discussion should include things that would be particularly important for that group of clients. So you give yourself time. So let's say you're going to do liability management, looking at lines of credit, introducing, you know, lines of credit, mortgages, and other things that you haven't talked about with these clients. And you're going to theoretically talk to all of them in a 30-day period or 20-day period, which may not be the case, but let's say it's the top clients, the ones you're going to do 1242 with. You could introduce that. You could both do that. And that could be kind of a plan. So you want to make sure, I was just going through this with the team in Chicago saying, okay, remember when you introduce a new product or service, don't think everybody remembers how to do everything. So you need to sort of go, okay, what is our product? Liability management. We're going to do it from February and March. What are the rates? who are our contact? Who's our specialist to help us if we have an issue in terms of sales? And then who's our back office person in case it gets screwed up? And who's our second go-to person in case it gets really screwed up?
Right.
Okay. Because you don't want to ever go into a month where you haven't kind of reviewed your selling skills. How do we present this? How do we make sure that it, you know, remember, oh yeah, this is how you sell long-term care. This is how you sell mortgages. This is why a mortgage makes sense. And this is why sometimes, you know, you don't need it, but, and there's an argument. I mean, I've got a chapter in Supernova Multiplier on why you want to treat your individual balance sheet just like you treat a corporate balance sheet. And that doesn't mean that everybody needs leverage, but leverage is by wealthy people is often commonly used. They want to know what they can borrow against and what your rates are, and not just mortgages, lines of credit, and other securitized loans. So, and non-securitized. Now, I don't know how much you guys do that stuff, but it's an important part among wealthy and ultra wealthy people. So, it's one of those, it's just an example, right? And so one of the things you want to do is say, okay, we're going to introduce this in February, then January is when we have to do our prep for that. And so we need to schedule a meeting and go through it and make both of us, we both know exactly who are our go-to people, phone numbers, rates, and so forth. Before we open that door and all of a sudden out comes something we weren't planning on. Okay. So whether that's, you know, long-term care, any other second to die policies, any other insurance or estate planning tools or any of those grats, we're going to introduce grats to all our clients, show, tell them what it is, why it is. You need to just do your prep. That's all. And that can increase, I mean, that's what you're saying. We think we can, by doing financial planning, increase our revenues from these clients because they haven't, Peter didn't do those things. Well, okay. Let's be systematic about it. Financial planning is great, but it isn't the financial planning that the client benefits from. It's problem solving. Right?
Yeah.
Financial plan, just like a physical, a physical that you have from your doc tells you, oh, we've got this issue. We didn't know about it. And that's what the financial plan does. Tells us, oh, we didn't know. You didn't know you had this. This is an issue. You didn't know you had it. You do have it. You don't have things titled in your trust names. You've still got half of your accounts are still in joint name here. That's not good. Okay. Things like that. Just, you know, checking beneficiaries. That opens up a bunch of opportunities. You know, people go, wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. We checked on that life insurance policy you sent us and it still got your first wife and you're on your third. You know, is that really what you want? Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then all the good questions, like, you know, how much money do you really want to leave to your children? You know, how much money will spoil them and disincent them from working? You know, what's that number? You want to have a safety net, but you don't want to have, you know, you don't want to spoil them. So what's that number? And how do you, you know, at 50 or 45, you know the outcome, but at 23, you don't, right? Or even 30, you don't know that they're going to be self-sufficient and be able to live and take care of themselves. So, you know, how do you manage that so that you're not doting over them and giving them everything they need, making them struggle? But at the same time, you can make that phone call when they call you in serious trouble, right? Financial or otherwise. So, yeah. You know, you never stop being a parent. I'm 75. My kids are 45 and 42 and I'm as active as I've ever been as a parent. It's crazy, you know. Because I have the ability to be, but they're very appreciative. They're very good kids. They're hard workers, but I can just be there a little bit to take the edge off for them and give them that safety net. And would they have done okay without me? Yeah, but they wouldn't have been able to have some opportunities that I can provide. You know, my son's a carpenter. His wife works. They're doing much. They got an Airbnb now, which works for him, right? Because he can build a house. He redid the whole house. He redid his house. He'll have his own business basically with his carpentry business and this. And he works 6 days a week. You know, he's working all the time. So, but if I can help him get a little leverage to get that thing done, makes me feel good. And he's going to be fine. But you know, it's hard when your kids, you know what it means to, you know, just exchange dollars for time. And there's no leverage. Our business is the greatest business in the world once we understood that you put $100 million away and get 1% on it. What a business, right?
Yeah.
And not everybody out there does that, as we all know, right? They don't have that opportunity. So as parents, as coaches for your parents, for your clients who are parents, there are some things that they can do to help them get past that no leverage situation. Anyway.
Okay.
just kind of, you know, asking them those. That's really, to me, what financial planning is, identifying the potential challenges, pain, what, you know, everybody's good. Everybody's good. That's great. But they're, generally, they're not. It's always the family problem. I always tell people, I used to do this in a little speech. I said, you know, there's always that the family problem. And if you don't know what it is, maybe it's you.
Right.
Anyway, Uncle Jim or whoever it is. So to me, your biggest challenge is going to be leverage of time, right? It's not finding new assets. You guys are good at that. It just seems to come to you. I mean, not because you do good work. People refer you. Business. You've gotten some big accounts. You've done well. You don't need a massive new asset accumulation program. You just need to find some time to digest this book and make the best use of it without hiring somebody, or maybe you hire a junior guy. That to me is the one thing that's still out there that it's not solved in my head, so I don't know where it is in yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things is we can, you know, based on the new structure that we'll have, going into next year, we'll be able to create some better efficiency, I think, on a number of fronts. So, I think that should help a lot. And then with that, you know, making sure we have a process around it all, right? And we still need to do some more segmentation as well. We'll always need to do that, but.
Yeah. You know, you want to, you've just, even if this thing kind of, if you were going, if you had your own book, just your own book right now, and we were going into the new year, I'd simply tell you to do the math and set new minimums. Okay. So you should do that. You should do that. Yeah. And then lay this book on top of that. And say to yourself, okay, here's where the money is, right?
Yeah.
So you take simply take, you know, whatever, let's say you're dealing with 75 clients each, 150 clients, take the whole revenues divided by those 150 clients. That's your average. And you shouldn't be bringing in business that's less than that, unless there's a big story behind it. Okay. And then take the top 20% of your practice and look at that. And that should be your target minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So you should do that every year. Just do the math and just say, okay, we may not change what we're doing, but this is what we should be doing. And if we do that every year, we'll continue to grow and we will continue to segment. Then you've got to look at your partner's practice and see what clients are of real value that come from his practice that meet our absolute minimum, and then how many are in our target minimum. And the target minimum, it's the 80-20 rule. The target minimum are the people that pay the bills. Anybody that is Peter's that would fall into that top 20%, you want to give them 12-4-2. You want to make sure you're giving financial planning. That's where you start. That's where you prioritize. You go from top to bottom. You don't go from bottom to top. There's a tendency to kind of just start at A. No, don't start at A. Make sure you're spending your time with your most important clients. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all logical, but not everybody does logical things, right?
So to that point, I mean, I think he's done a great job getting and keeping in front of his clients, but there's no schedule. I mean, it's more just outbound calls or whatnot, or reactionary inbound calls. I mean, for clients like this that aren't used to that set schedule, any thoughts on how to tread lightly or
No, don't tread lightly. Introduce it because they're going to be thinking about leaving.
Got it.
Okay. This is a transition. You should pretend you were just assigned the book from, and the guy was leaving, even though Peter's still going to be there. When you take over the book, that's a transition period. And anytime you have a transition, that's when they go, well, you know, my buddy that I went to, you know, University of South Carolina, I'm going to transition to him. And you're like, wait a minute. You didn't even give us a chance, right?
Right.
So you tell your story. You tell, this is what we do. You know, we hired a consultant. We had a problem. Too many clients. We were concerned about the level of service. So this is what we committed to. We've been doing it now for a full year. It's working. People love it. And I think you're going to love it. This is what we're going to do for you. Multi-generational planning, full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that sound? And they're like, wow, how are you able to do that? Well, we limit ourselves to less than 100 clients each, and you're going to be one of those clients. And they go, wow. And then you set the stage for what they're, because they're going to be like, does this cost more money? What am I supposed to do? And you tell them the one thing that we want and need from you is for you to be there. We're going to send you a folder. We're going to send you an agenda before every call. Miranda's going to send you an appointment. We'd like you to confirm that appointment by email. It'll go directly to your Outlook calendar. Confirm it. And then if there's something on the agenda you want to add that. But the most important thing is, just like at any doctor's appointment or any other appointment that's important to you, you let us know ahead of time if you can't be there. Otherwise, we need you to be there. And they'll be like, yes, sir. Okay. Because I just went through this with some guys in Connecticut. They kind of soft sold it and they got problems. People aren't showing up. And I said, you didn't sell it. I said, you got to sell this. Okay. When they push back and go, you know, that sounds like too much. And you go, well, we're going to do, you know, we're going to introduce financial planning. And to do, complete the financial plan, we're going to be busy for a year. So, you know, I'd say these appointments are really important all the time, but they're going to be particularly important for you guys for this year. We got to get to know each other. And remember, until they do a transaction or take your advice, they're at risk. I always tell people during any transition, you're assigned a client, somebody left the firm, everybody says, oh, I'm going to keep him. You guys know. You're not going to keep him unless he says, yes, I want to stay and I'll take your advice. I'll sell that. I'll buy these bonds. I'll sell this. Okay. Until you get that yes and an actual transaction under your belt, that client's at risk.
Okay.
All right. It's just too much experience with people. You know, people just want to be nice and they're not going to tell you. You're just going to get an ACATS.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, oh, I had this friend and da, da, da. And you're like, ah.
Do you think pressing completely different investment strategy early on in addition to Supernova is a little too much to digest? Cause you know, we run everything PM. It's very efficient. It's very, you know, clean.
So no, I would, I would make sure that they bought into Supernova first and they bought into financial planning. Okay. And then I would part of the, is part asset, right? We're going to manage, we're going to look at asset allocation. We're going to look at everything. Peter did a great job. We like what he did. We're going to, you know, we want to hear from you, what you liked, what you didn't like, things that you, you know, and I do that as part of my interview with the client is what did you really like about, you know, what are the top three things you liked about what Peter did? You know, what are a couple of things you might want to change? How does this model of service model compared to what he was getting you?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So listen. And then if they're like, yes, then go ahead. That's green light, right? Then this is going to be more efficient for you and for us. We're going to talk about you and your family and your financial plan and your life. We're not going to talk about IBM and Microsoft unless it's a hobby and you want to talk about it. And then we'll show you how we run our portfolio and why we have outperformed and do better. Because frankly, you know, when you do individual stocks, it takes you a whole month to call everybody.
Right.
And you might be last on the list.
Yeah.
The way we manage money, we decide that, you know, IBM has disappointed us for the fifth year. We're going to sell it and buy Microsoft. And that's done like that. And everybody gets the same price.
Yep.
Okay. So there's some real efficiencies and frankly, they hire you, you know, in reality that you're hiring me. I'm talking to the client now. You're hiring me to make the very best decisions I can to get the best performance because it's in both of our best interests to have that happen. The other program is much less efficient and leads to poor results. Okay.
Yeah. Agreed.
So the rule number one is always listen, you know, before we get started on the agenda, what's on your mind? I know we sent you the agenda. Is there anything you'd like to add to the agenda? Listen. They'll always like you if you're a good listener. And then you work them into it, gradually work them into the process.
Okay.
I think, I mean, you know, I'm pointing out, you know, stress points, right? That's what you want. You see, everything, yeah. You know, I'm an optimist, but I also know, right? Navy pilot, optimistic, always thought I'd come back, right? But I did my checklist
right.
and I examined the plane carefully.
Okay.
And I made good friends with my the guys that work on the aircraft, my plane captain, right?
Yes, right.
So, you know, you want to just think.
Good deal.
All right. So, I don't know where you guys are. One of the questions I was going to ask are, what are the three things that you valued the most in working with us over the last year? It's been at least that, right? Yeah, 7, 15, 20.
I'll answer that, and then I probably need to hop off just so I can get to a client.
Yeah,
I promised like around 3:40 or so. I think the things that I value are, you know, some of the insights, right, that you've provided that we've been able to take action on, right? So that's one thing. You know, I think the reminders have been helpful too, right? Well, it's insights again, what the knowledge base, right? The length of experience, it's been helpful to leverage. So, but I mean, if I look back, and it's for me, segmentation, I think was a key thing. And then just the supernova concept itself was a key thing that allows me to kind of look at the practice now and say, okay, I am differentiated, right? Like having that kind of confidence to know that, right? And it can just tell, like I was on a call with kind of some junior advisors who I have done some segmentation with, just because I had spoken to the client, but I'm handing it off to them. They ran the plan and everything. It was not a client, it's a prospective client. And at the end, you could tell they're going to waffle for a close, right? Or try to oversell it. And you just do kind of an assumptive type of close. And yeah, take your time, think about it. But you know, here's how it'll work. We need, you know, we work based on assets under management, right? So you would need to roll over your IRA and da da da. It's not, you know, I'm not just messing around those types of points. It's like, this is it, right? So.
Yeah, it's the confidence. It's the confidence that you can handle any size client. I hand you a $100 million client, you're not going to waffle. And that's that waffling thing you talked about.
Yeah.
That's people that it means too much to them because right. They don't have the confidence that they can replace the client, right? They got to have this one.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, anyway, good. Stefan, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd echo everything Charles said. A couple things I wrote down. I mean, I like that accountability is a big part of this. So that's been great for me. Definitely getting more offensive versus defensive. So being more proactive instead of reactive to our client base is a huge, huge goal for me to, you know, I'm not fully there yet, but you know, once this is humming, I hope to be there. So, you know, it's nice to know what you're doing when you come into the office every day, to have a schedule like that. So I like that a lot. So it's been really good.
It's great. Miranda, how about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, what they've said, it's been great. But, you know, focusing on the time management and setting the appointments, I think, is really beneficial for this book of business. And, you know, as Steph said, once we get this going, I think it's going to be great. Not just for the clients, but also for Steph.
Yeah. So you're probably seeing less, reactive, same thing. When they get more proactive, then there's less reactive stuff that you can be more productive, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, that's
because you're not answering the phone all the time. Have the phones quieted down and everything?
Well, not this month, yeah. But outside of December, yes.
And then also you still have Peter, right? So mm-hmm. that kind of, if there wasn't that, then, you know, just think about that not happening.
Yeah.
Then right. what would your life be like? So, and when you bring this new person in, I mean, they're going to be just like, okay, this is what we do. You know,
yeah.
That's the advantage. That's one of the, it's hard when you've been there and you've been doing it this way for years and years. And then all of a sudden you have to do it this way. You do the transition where you bring a new person in. It's like, boom, this is what we do. Okay. You know, everybody gets 1242, set up the appointments. And it's just, it's frankly very smooth. That part of it should go very smooth. Having all the knowledge and back office and who do you call and when you got this problem, that's training. Mm-hmm. But the 1242, the schedule and the folders and the rest of it should work pretty smoothly.
I've got to jump so I can make this call.
Okay, Charles. Good to be with you. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And then Steph, just catch me up on anything else.
I will, okay. I will. Thanks, Charles. Thanks, talk soon. Hi, bud.
Okay, thanks. Stefan, where are we in terms of future training? And did we talk about that? And I don't remember, or
we briefly touched on it. I mean, just to the fact that we were coming up on our end of the road here, but other than that, I don't have any details or proposals that you'd suggest or anything from here.
What do you think, if money wasn't an issue, what would you think would be the best training and the best support that I could give you?
That's a good question. I mean, definitely in the areas we're working on now, I think obviously continue. I think what I'm going to find, and I'm already finding that the last couple months trying to help Peter's transition, I'm definitely not as aggressive as I am otherwise getting new prospective meetings and filling my calendar up with new stuff, new business opportunities. Right. So I think moving forward, you know, kind of COI sort of, hey, make sure you're doing this, or, you know, here's some things that you really need to be. I mean, I think that's going to be a helpful sort of thing, as we just kind of get into the weeds of the transition, this coming year. Just kind of my first glance answer would be, I think we'll be doing blocking and tackling well, but I don't want to lose momentum for all the good stuff we can do here.
Yeah, because you're good at it. I mean, you're good at it, and you need to sort of say, okay, this is all the time I have for this, and this I need to separate this and block out an hour a day for this. And if you don't, then it's just like your workout. You're gonna feel bad. And you know, if you skip your workout, no matter how busy you are, you always feel that. And the same thing that if you've gotten it in your head that you can win in the acquisition piece, that $10 million client is out there that you would have gotten and you didn't because you're too busy taking care of business.
Right.
And that's the part that you want to be able to tell a couple of good stories at the end of the year of what you went and got on your own without having it just referred in easily to you.
Right.
You went out after it and you got it. So, yeah. So it's up to you. It's very inexpensive to do what we're just doing monthly. Okay. It's like $5,000 and you get me once a month and we talk and we can keep you on track and remind you and we can do anything else that you want. If you want to supplement that with, you know, I need some more training on how to do this, and I'd like that, then we can supplement that and add it on. We'll go we'll go 3 weeks in a row and do, you know, some real intense training on one thing. But I just think it's important to keep, you know, I miss my trainer from Indianapolis. She was my trainer for 25 years and I don't have one here. And I just miss that. You know, it was just good for me.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of thing. It's just, you know, you're better off when you got accountability coach, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that, it's just like, you know, I wouldn't have these extra 10 pounds if she was around.
Right.
That's what I keep telling myself anyway. So shall I have Cindy get in touch with you and let you know pricing and all that? And then, if you have anything left in your, deferred account, you can use that. And I heard also they're letting you roll it over. So whatever. So it's no big urgent thing.
Yeah.
But I'd like to keep coaching you guys. I think you're in a transition year, which is great. But it also means that you're going to always be pushed and pulled and challenged with things.
Do you know, I guess one of the Fun Families helped sponsor this initially. Do you have any experience with like branch management buy-in with teams to help cover expenses or?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a guy that has been adding basically, you know, I started out 10 million, then 20 million, then 30 million. This year is bringing in 50 million. Okay. He's, I've been coaching him every year. He just goes to the manager and says, I want to sign up Rob again. And he goes, yes, sir. Yeah. He pays for it every year, 100%.
Okay.
So yeah, if, you know, and then if you want some supplemental training, you know, but he's like, why wouldn't I hire you, Rob? It's working.
Right.
And he literally, you know, he's 65 and he does everything I tell him. It's unbelievable. He's like he's 25 and he's still having a ball and doesn't want to quit.
Good for
him. It's other people I coach and I've coached them for years and they don't do it. And I'm like, I want to coach you, but I'd love to see you make some progress. You know, you got to do it, you know? Right. So I want to, and they're friends now and they've been great, but I think you want to sort of go to your manager and say, look, we're going to make this worthwhile. Right.
Yeah. Right.
This is going to be worth it to you. You don't need to, you know, don't need to recruit another guy. We're going to be your recruit because we're going to double our business in 3 years.
Right.
And you continue to support us in this way and we'll come through for you.
Yeah.
And what's the worst that's going to happen? You don't quite double, right?
Right.
he's like, yay. Cause he gets paid on growth.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. FAs are like, wait a minute. I'm not a compliance problem. I'm not, you know, I'm sitting here doing good business, but but you're not growing.
Right.
Think about any company that you love. What if they don't show up with increased earnings? What happens to them? Well, the same thing happens to managers.
Yep.
They get a new coach. So that's the way you want. You've got to know that's how he thinks. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
You're profitable. You're not a compliance issue and you're growing. I could use 50 of them. Right.
Yeah, right.
And if it costs me whatever, $5,000, yeah, easy. And that's, you know, now his flexibility on that, that's kind of like, you know, but as a manager, you came to me and said that. I go, Stefan, I'm all in, buddy. As long as you keep growing, you got your partner right here.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. That's good. Yeah, have Sydney send that info. I'm going to meet, Charles and I are kind of having an offsite next week, so I'll be able to talk to him a little bit more about that too, so.
Yeah. And the more you guys do planning and figure it out and do an offsite and come up with actual numbers that you want to hit.
Yeah.
You know, that's magic, by the way.
Yeah.
You set the numbers, they come true. I know it sounds crazy, but it works.
Yeah.
And then you've got an accountability coach for those numbers. And that's just one part of it. You know, it's skill training along with the accountability, and now you got yourself a good routine for the next 4 or 5 years, and off you go.
Yeah.
Double your business, and then you know, I don't know how long I'll do this, but I still, you know, 75 and I've got a lot of energy. I still like it. You know, it's crazy. You know, I retired at 60. I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. I get a kick out of it.
Well, I really appreciate all your help this year. It's been a great experience and it worked out. I think it was a really good time, timing wise for us. So thank you.
Yeah. You went through a lot this year.
Yeah.
You know, so congratulations. You guys didn't miss a beat. You just kind of, no complaining. Just let's go. You know, life moves on. So good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Tell Charles how much I enjoyed it too.
I will.
Look forward to next year.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. See you. Happy holidays.
Bye, Miranda. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.